This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It can often be difficult and challenging for people who are disadvantaged in some way to support themselves and their families. This is Raise Your Game on Enterprise. I'm Christine Wong, and in line with that today, I'm speaking to Cheryl Azwar-Jimin and Raven Gabriel all about the Maybank Foundation RISE program, which aims to help the disabled community reach independence and sustainable entrepreneurship, which conveniently is also what RISE stands for. So Cheryl obviously is a Maybank Foundation CEO, and Raven Gabriel is the founder of People Systems Consultancy, which is the partner company to the RISE program. So first of all, thank you so much to both of you for being in the studio today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for having us here today, Christine. Pleasure to be here.
All right. Well, let's get straight into it, because I think the RISE program is so interesting and so helpful for such a disadvantaged kind of community. And it's designed specifically to assist the disabled community in kind of Malaysia and Southeast Asia as well. So I understand this is part of the kind of Maybank's corporate social responsibility. But what was the thought process in focusing on the disabled community?
Now, having this RISE program as part of Maybank Foundation's flagship program is a big thing, because Maybank Foundation, we have been mandated to positively impact communities in the markets that Maybank operates in. Now, that's a big call, because Maybank is operating in 20 countries and in all 10 ASEAN countries. So we have developed certain key flagship programs that will position Maybank as being in the hearts of the communities of the markets that Maybank serves. In line with our positioning of humanizing financial services, we actually have a definition of what that should be. That is to provide easy access to financial services at fair terms and pricing, and in doing so, to be in the hearts of the communities that we serve. So many of our programs theme around economic empowerment and financial inclusion. So when we develop RISE, or Reach Independence and Sustainable Entrepreneurship, one of the things that we were aware of is that throughout the region, and in many countries throughout the region, there seemed to be a lack of affirmative action creating economic independence for the disabled. There's a lot of help being given out by various agencies, but there was no one standard form of empowerment methodology that seeks to create true economic independence and financial inclusion. So that's why we started to work on this program, and we started to work with People System Consultancy in late 2014.
All right. It's kind of the idea of, you know, you don't give a man a fish, you teach a man to fish. The whole point of the RISE program is essentially that you guys help people in the disabled community become entrepreneurs and be able to run their own business independently. But what are some of the main entrepreneurial challenges that the disabled community faces that maybe the able community doesn't?
But I think there are two main challenges. The first one is transportation is more difficult. For example, for us to go and see a client, we can take Grab, we can just get into a normal car, we can go. But somebody on a wheelchair needs to plan it a lot more. They need to have better access. To take a train, there needs to be a ramp, there needs to be proper lift. You know, so it's a lot more difficult. There's a lot more strategy involved by just going to meet a client and talk to them. I think the second thing is many people assume that people with disabilities do not have capacity to do things, which is very far from the truth. They have more capacity than some people who are able-bodied. They just need a level playing field, and that's what the Maybank RISE program tries to do, just to give them that opportunity to start something for themselves and for their families.
So I guess the two main issues are kind of accessibility and underestimation, I guess would be the best way to sum that up.
I think so, yes.
All right. You know, and also I think that there is a main problem in Malaysia itself in terms of its infrastructure. We don't have a lot of accessible, you know, as you mentioned, ramps or walkways or anything like that that would help people to do that as well. So I think that is really difficult. Even our public transportation doesn't really it doesn't really help, I guess.
I think so. Sometimes you have to live like a disabled person to understand the challenges that you could go through. Working with them, with Maybank, over the last, from 2014 until now, it's been 4 years. I think we sort of understand, you know, how difficult it is to just get into a building or get out into a building. A building that doesn't have proper toilets, for example, or access, you know, how difficult it is for them. I think we've got an understanding now of the challenges they face. It's not as easy, I think, for sometimes building planners to take into account, but they should. I think there should be more access for these people too, because they can contribute a lot to society, as the RISE program has shown.
Absolutely. And of course, the program, you know, has been very, very successful. It started, as you mentioned, in September 2014. And the participation numbers have really, really grown since then. So talk to me about that. What's the kind of difference in the level of participation and the kind of impact of participation from 2014 till now?
Yeah. So in terms of the program rollout, it's actually carefully orchestrated in terms of where we want to go, how do we position, and what kind of numbers for each country. For the disabled community, for example, in Malaysia, it's not too bad. But in certain other countries, which I don't think I should mention, even the idea of a disabled person going into a bank is still very strange, because in some places, they're not even welcome. They're not even welcome because there's still a lot of misconception about them. Yeah. So when we first started, we obviously started with Malaysia as a pilot in September 2014. We started with a pilot of 280 people in the Klang Valley. And that pilot went on for about 5-6 months. And we were very surprised at the outcome. It showed tremendous increase in the incomes of these people, trying to create them to be entrepreneurs. Many of them were already entrepreneurs. But what we did in the RISE program was to provide a 3-day solid training of various modules in business and business methodology planning and so on. Things which you might learn in business school, which we can elaborate a bit more later after this. And that followed with a 6-month mentoring period. So the success rate that we got, and it's all backed by serious KPIs that my board of trustees will want to measure, yeah? We experienced a 411% increase in income of the top 40% of these participants only after 3-4 months. And it's a big thing, because for salaried people to get a 10% increase a year, I mean, that itself is very difficult, especially nowadays. And to get a 411% increase just after 3 months is huge. So after that, we roll out into the other countries. So today, we are actively running this program in huge numbers. We've already trained 4,500 people in Malaysia, in Indonesia, and in the Philippines. And we are very soon going into Laos.
Wow, that is absolutely fantastic. And, you know, I think the percentage numbers are very, very impressive. But I think more than anything, the fact that your participation numbers have grown so massively really does show that there is a definite need for help like this in the community. And also the fact that, you know, I think there is a lack of kind of structure that the disabled community has access to in terms of, you know, these classes and stuff like that that you guys are providing. So I think that's really, really helpful. As I also understand, you know, with the RISE program, there are kind of a couple of different phases of the program and stuff like that. So, you know, talk to me about that. Kind of give me a brief overview of the structure of the RISE program. What would a participant go through,
okay,
essentially?
All right. I think the first thing they go through is a 3-day training program, which we will cover entrepreneurship and financial literacy as well. Because we know from now that out of the 4,500 that we've done, the average income increase, if you put it all together from all countries, is about 408% across the board. So when you have that kind of income increase, you need to be able to also manage your money. So on the third day of the training, Maybank and us, we actually train the participants. The first 2 days, we cover a mindset change to empower them with possibilities, because many people have been telling them that they can't do things. So we want to turn it around. We want to make sure that they can go out, they can be successful. And then we start teaching different strategies that help them to scale the business and grow it. We then move on to a 6-month mentoring program where we actually work with them individually and in groups to help them really strategize whatever they've come up with. If they face challenges or roadblocks or people saying no, we actually help them to overcome those challenges. So it's a really strong handholding program to get that income increase for them and their families.
All right, fantastic. We're going to take a short break now for some music. But after that, I'll continue speaking to Cheryl Azwar-Jimin and Raven Gabriel all about the RISE program. You are listening to Raise Your Game on Enterprise. Stay tuned to BFM 89.9.
Big Friendly Matcha. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
This is Raise Your Game on Enterprise. I'm Christine Wong. And before the break, I was speaking to Cheryl Azwar-Jimin, who is the CEO of the Maybank Foundation, and Raymond Gabriel, founder of People Systems Consultancy, all about the Maybank Foundation's RISE program. So RISE stands for Reach Independence and Sustainable Entrepreneurship, and it is designed to help the disabled community become entrepreneurs and also achieve sustainable financial health. Before the break, we were kind of discussing the structure of the RISE program and also the progress it's made from September 2014 till now. But let's talk about the actual kind of content of the program, because within it, you kind of have these classes where you teach entrepreneurial strategies. So what kind of entrepreneurial strategies does the RISE program teach?
The first two strategies that we teach People are basically to look at identifying markets that can help them to scale. For example, if you have a lady selling kuih, you know, and she's opening up a stall and waiting for people to come to her, we teach them how to actually go to restaurants, to other places, so she can have 15 customers buying on a regular basis and with larger quantity. So this is something that we do. We call it customer value propositions to help them to scale. We also teach things like Blue Ocean strategy for them to innovate. We teach them how to, when you have a higher amount of customers, to look at how their operations can actually deliver quality on a consistent basis. We call that the value chain and operational planning. There are sales strategies that we map out for them. There are 13 that we get them to pick four and work on. And we also role play and teach them how to actually sell their business based on that program. So the entire program is designed like a business plan, but in a very practical way that the participants can go out and actually do something about it.
So it's a 3-day, very intensive and solid program, which many people are surprised. How do you teach these people things like sales strategies or operational planning and Blue Ocean strategy? So we always maintain that, look, these people, they may be disabled and physically, but they're certainly not disabled or mentally challenged. Yeah, very intelligent, many of them. Now, what happens on the 3rd day is very interesting, because as Raymond mentioned, that's when the Maybank guys come in. And this is the unique, very unique feature of this program, that anywhere we run this program, on the 3rd day, the local Maybank guys will come in. So if we run this program in Surabaya, Indonesia, or if we run this program in Iloilo, the Philippines, or if we run these programs in Kuching, Sarawak, the local Maybank guys will come and they will explain about Maybank's financial products, how these financial products can support what they have learned, how can it support their business, and in many cases, we open up banking facilities for them.
Right, you know, yeah, I think that's definitely a really interesting point to bring up, and I think also it's so much more difficult for to achieve financial inclusion, especially as the world is slowly moving towards being cashless as well, and a lot of people who don't necessarily, as you mentioned, have bank accounts or have access to you know, banking facilities really get left out, you know, in terms of the community and society as well. So that's a huge you know, advantage of the RISE program as well, I think. Okay, but also now with that, we're kind of on the finances topic, talk to me about the kind of financial aspect of the RISE program and how that works, because you guys manage to increase you know, these people's incomes without the need for any sort of loan.
Another unique aspect of this program is that we do not give any money up front, nor do we give out any loans or any grants. So when people hear about the success of the RISE program, they tend to think, ah, it's easy because you're a bank, you can give money. No, we make it very clear from the start that we do not give any money up front. But what we do is that we put them through a capacity building exercise, which is the training and mentoring, to build them up so that they are eligible to apply for financial services, so that they're eligible to open accounts, they're eligible to apply for loans. What we like to maintain as part of this program, these people, they don't need sympathy, they need the opportunity. Yeah, so that's worked very well for us, despite the fact that we do not give money upfront.
That's such a fantastic sentence. I just want to kind of hone in on that, that we don't want to give these people sympathy, we want to give them opportunity. I think that's like, I think that really captures the spirit of the, of not only the RISE program, but I think the way that we should all be looking at helping disadvantaged communities in general as well. From what I've read, you know, it also really helps a lot of the times mentally and socially as well. So, you know, in line with that, outside of the kind of obvious impact of being able to give them entrepreneurial skills, what would you guys say about the impact of the RISE program on the communities at large?
The impacts. This is what is amazing. We have seen in many cases, and Raymond's team can also elaborate a bit more on this. We have seen people having children being able to go to school, being able to go to university. We see people having renovated their house and having a better standard of living. We see people now being able to run businesses and employ other disabled people or even able people to work for them. We've seen people starting from small business, definitely here in Malaysia, I've seen with my own eyes, coming up to SME level and have been granted SME loans by Maybank.
One of the things that Rowan and I, when we founded PSC and we started working with Maybank as well, was we wanted to see an impact, not just to the participants themselves, but every participant has to pick a cause, something to give back to the community. And this is done upfront on day one. So if you become successful, you raise your income, you got to pick an area of your community or your family that you want to impact. So they become very motivated, because it, now it's not just about them, it's about the wider community that can impact. We've also had participants who have built training centres for other disabled people. One of our participants, I think Muhammad Zaini, he won an award from the local Jabatan Kebajikan Malaysia as OKU Contoh, meaning that he's an example, a role model, you know. And he now trains other disabled people, the other blind people, to actually emulate the business that he's doing and get into it to empower themselves as well. So we see this give back, this paying it forward, which is a very powerful aspect of the program.
And it's not just on business expansion or business increase. One of our participants, she won gold medal in the Paralympic SEA Games. And in her own words, I was surprised, she attributed her victory to her RISE training because that changed her mindset so much that she was able to go out and feel more confident in life.
You know, talking about the RISE program on Raise Your Game is something that, you know, might seem a little bit off-brand, I guess, for the show. But the reason why, you know, we wanted to talk about it on this particular show is that it is literally a program dedicated to personal and professional development as well. You know, it not only helps them to learn the kind of hard skills that they need to sustain and support their businesses, but also it does really impact them as people. And I think that is really important and very, very special. Before we kind of let you guys go, what are the future plans for RISE? What are the kind of the goals or the milestones that you guys have yet to hit?
We're coming to the end of our five-year program. When we started in Malaysia, then we went to Indonesia and Philippines. Then we scale up further in Indonesia, Philippines and Malaysia, and we're going to Laos next. So that will be the first five-year block. We are planning now to enter the second five-year or four-year term that will actually start in 2020. So we're doing the plans now. At the end of our five-year program, we would have impacted more than 6,000 people throughout Southeast Asia. We have plans for much larger numbers throughout at least another two countries from the four that we are in now.
This is a very powerful program, and it's really helped us as a social enterprise working with Maybank with their structures and having a bank behind people with disabilities, supporting them all the way from after the 6 months. You know, some of them have now been able to grow to SME level because they can get financing, they can build their own, they can buy equipment, better. So the program doesn't stop when our training ends. It continues with Maybank. So I think it's a very powerful partnership that we have, and we want to see this continue to impact more disabled people.
All right, that's fantastic. Thank you guys so much for coming in to the studio today and speaking to me all about the RISE program. But unfortunately, that is about it for Raise Your Game on Enterprise today. If you have missed any of this interview, you can download our app that's available on the Apple App Store or Google Play, and also our website, bfm.my/podcast, where you can listen to and download the podcast. If you want to know more about the RISE program and you're interested, then, you know, you can head over to their website as well. For now, you've been listening to Enterprise on BFM 89.9. Stay tuned.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.